Superhero movies is, of course, that there's not a whole lot at stake. Once you enter the world of fantastic abilities, then you have to reconfigure your dramatic tension. Since there isn't the likelihood of anyone being killed because of those abilities and because of a strong history in comics of people who have been killed being brought back to life some way or another, the tension is generally relational. So what drives the tension in the better of the Marvel movies, like the Iron Man, and are the relationships, the romantic relationships, some of the better Spider-Man movies as well, basically romantic comedies, and the tension all totally derives from whether or not the hero is going to get with his or her romantic interest. Captain America: Civil War has a presents a unique challenge to the ensemble casting Marvel movies. This is, I think, the 13th Marvel movie. But if you compare it to a Deadpool, say, for example, which has takes a postmodern stripping of all of the conventions of the superhero movie, and even one of the more conventional movies like Ant-Man, who shows up in this movie along with everybody else, Scarlett Johansson, Iron Man, Archer, all of these characters, long list, with all of them, Hawkeye and whatnot, we have the question of how do you balance all of the screen time between them. It's a problem that haunted Superman versus Batman, which really gave Superman and Batman kind of equal time. And the problem with that premise is that Superman and Batman don't occupy the same world, forcing film noir and sort of 50s soap opera optimism, like a father knows best Superman type mood with a dark, big sleep, sort of Raymond Chandler. Batman, it just didn't feel right. And by forcing it into the same equal time, the film felt unbalanced because it was so balanced. With Captain America, we don't have that problem. It's definitely Tony Stark's Iron Man, sort of witty, catchy, clever world. That's the world we live in. And the optimism, of course, as Captain America, since it is his movie, his optimism comes across not like the Superman optimism of the failed Batman Superman movie, but more as a earnest and not delusional optimism. So it's a good tension. The directors Anthony and Joe Russo have experience doing sort of the Parks and Rec type of situational comedies on television, and as a result, I think they're well suited to balance all the different characters and screen time. The question is, of course, do we need a two-hour and 30-minute movie here, which jumps right into the action? It doesn't spend a lot of time doing exposition, which is why I think one of the reasons for all the positive reviews and what makes it what's refreshing about seeing a movie that's not the first in a superhero movie is that you can get right into it and they just assume that you know the backstory. Problem here, I think, is just there's so many characters, there's so many backstories that it's hard to remember at all times if you need to know about the backstory. So I think what works best in these superhero movies is one or two superheroes, and one or two superheroes with strong histories are better because, Captain America: Civil War plays on the sort of 21st century idea of big government versus libertarianism. So, like, should we have regulations or not? Should the superheroes be bound by UN regulations governing their ability to sort of stop crime? And that's a question that is relevant for the post 9/11 world and fight against sort of quote unquote terrorism and do-gooders worldwide that then see the effects of sort of drone strikes. So that's the overall political background for the movie, and that's what makes it relevant and good.